91.3 WVKR Independent Radio, Poughkeepsie, New York. Carolyn Wonderland's latest release, Tempting Fate. We just heard Fragile Peace and A Certain War. We are waiting for Carolyn to call in. We're going to talk all things Saratoga Jazz Festival, because that's where she'll be performing on June 24th. We'll also have a pair of tickets to give away to see her and a great lineup of musicians after the conversation we have with Carolyn. So she's calling in momentarily. In the meantime, we're going to keep playing some music of hers. Again, the album is called Tempting Fate, her latest, and it's critically acclaimed, Carolyn Wonderland. And also, if you haven't yet already, please consider subscribing to the Local Motion on 91.3 WVKR YouTube channel, as well as the Facebook page by the same name. Thank you for that in advance. Again, I'm your host, Rita Ryan, here with Local Motion each and every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. And this is the track called Texas Girl and Her Boots, 91.3 WVKR.
Away one that hurt. I've got boots for the rain and boots for the mud, boots that go dancing and boots that go thud, but the boots that leave me wanting more, they're my baby's boots tonight when they hit the floor. Texas girls, I swear, well, we've always got more than one pair, and this Texas girl fears no grass. I've got some big bad boots, baby, that'll glide across the glass. I've got boots to climb ladders over any hollow wall. I've got boots to give my sisters who ain't got no boots at all. But the boots that leave me wanting more, they're my baby's boots tonight when they hit the floor. Texas girls, I swear, on occasion for every pair.
WVKR Independent Radio, Poughkeepsie, New York. We have Carolyn on the phone. You with me, Carolyn?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful thing. Thank you. We were just listening to, and I have to finish it when we're done talking, Texas Girl and Her Boots off your critically acclaimed album, Tempting Fate. I'd like to do a brief introduction, if I may, for the listeners, and say this. Living Blues says about Carolyn's latest release, quote, every song showcases Wonderland's never waste a note guitar work and warm, soaring vocals. There may not be a better album this season, unquote. Texas guitarist, singer, and songwriter Carolyn Wonderland's latest release titled Tempting Fate was produced by Dave Alvin and released on Alligator Records. Carolyn has 2 nominations in the Blues Foundation's 43rd Blues Music Awards, Contemporary Blues Female Artist, and Song of the Year. Carolyn was touring and recording with the legendary John Mayall until his retirement last year. Carolyn will be performing at the Saratoga Jazz Festival on Saturday, June 24th. We'll be giving away a pair of tickets to that show after this conversation, and a warm welcome to you, Carolyn Wonderland.
Oh, howdy. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, no problem. I've seen you perform a couple of times, Bearsville Theater, I think Levon Helms, and, you know, so you definitely have some ties here to the Hudson Valley, I think, yes?
It's one of our favorite places in the world. Every chance we get, we stay there as many extra days as we can.
Good, good. We love to hear that. Definitely have some friends in common, too. But let me talk about you. So you're through and through, you're from Texas. You were born in Houston. And talk to me about starting to play guitar. I understand you were like 6 years old when you started to play.
Yeah, my mom had a guitar, and it was the thing that kept my interest, you know. It was a never-ending source of fascination. So she was our Girl Scout leader and taught me my first three chords. And then I got in trouble, of course, for doing the windmill when I got into the Who. So that started my adventures with no picks.
Oh, my gosh. Love it. Love it. So did you have lessons, too?
Not so much, but I would sneak into bars when I was a kid, and I'd watch folks play, and, mm-hmm. and I'd ask them to show me a couple of things. So, you know, it's like, how do you walk down from that there, that five? What do you do? And I took some piano lessons as a kid, so I knew a couple of fancy words, but that's about it.
Wow. Yeah, and singing just came naturally to you. And you play a couple of different instruments, yeah? Trumpet, accordion, lap steel?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. On the road, typically I'll just like bring the guitar and the lap steel. It's a lot, you know, it's fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, they always giggle at me at the airport otherwise. It's like, good Lord, what is this, a one-man band coming through?
Right. What is coming through here? And you've been performing professionally since the age of 15.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah, well, just a couple of minutes, that's all. By the way, I have a friend in Houston, and I was talking to him today, and I hope he's listening, because he's like, he like loves your music and is a huge fan of yours. So, yeah, you know, people can listen anywhere nowadays, so that's pretty cool. But anyway, so the age of 15, you're starting to perform professionally. Pretty impressive. When did you first start recording? Like, do you remember your first recording session?
Probably volunteering at a community college to like figure out how to push those buttons and make it work.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess I guess about 18 or 19 years old when we did our first record. Yeah.
And then I read a story which was pretty cool, that you moved to Austin in 99, and that one day in 2003 you ran into legendary musician of Asleep at the Wheel, Ray Benson, who was having lunch with Dylan. Please tell me about this story.
Oh, well, Ray was actually hanging out with Dylan before their show that they were doing in Austin, and we have a mutual friend, Ms. Anne Marie Harrop, and Bob asked if anyone had my phone number, which is very weird and random. And Anne-Marie did. So they called me and said, man, really weird. Bob Dylan's asking if you're around. I was like, I'll get there. I was in Houston, and I drove up, and I handed him a little CD. I put my phone number on it. I figured, well, these are some things I'm working on. I got to say hi and shake his hand, and that's cool. That's that.
Wow.
The next day, I forgot I wrote my phone number on the thing, so I got a call from him. And I hung up on him because I thought it was a friend, like, pulling my leg, like, ah, ha, ha. No, it was him. He called back a minute later. It's like, are you awake? I was like, yes, sir, I am. So, yeah, it's a random thing. He'll call every now and then. I never know, you know, why. There's no rhyme or reason, but it always makes me super happy to get to hear that voice.
Wow. Just out of the blue, he'll just call and start talking.
Yeah, it's been a few years, but you just never know. I'll never change my phone number just in case.
I love it. Wow, that's really interesting. Have you performed with him?
No, just jammed his sound checks. And, you know, he'd asked me one time to write response verses for a leopard skin pillbox hat. So I did. And we did them the next day. It was pretty fun.
Yeah. Wow. And you also toured the world for a few years there with John Mayall. How'd you guys get connected?
Oh, man, he's so awesome. He's my favorite, like, and the best boss ever. We had run into each other a couple times, doing a couple different festivals here and there. And his bass player, Greg Arzab, we'd known each other since I was a teenager when my band got to go open up for Buddy Guy. And at that point in time, Greg was in Buddy Guy's band. So we remembered each other and kept in touch over the years. And on the occasion that John was looking for a guitar player about 6 years ago or so, they called and asked if I'd come, you know, record some stuff. I was like, sure. And then John said, well, why don't you just join the band, see what you think about it? I was like, oh, my God, sure. So, yeah, got about 80 songs sent to me, you know, some really great board tapes, a lot of Peter Green, a lot of Buddy Whittington, a lot of Walter Trout, you know, a lot of Mick Taylor. It was just the perfect guitar lessons, you know.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, what a great honor it must have been to play with him. I mean, He's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, and you obviously toured all over the place when you were with him. And you've recorded numerous albums on your own, in your own name. I mean, totally. Do you know how many you've released at this point?
I think Tempting Fate was a lucky number 11.
Nice. And Tempting Fate, you've gotten rave reviews, lots of awards, nominations for this amazing album. I've been listening to it since you told me about it, and just digging it, totally digging it. So much fun. And tell me about coming up with the title, Tempting Fate.
Well, it was taken from the lyrics of the song Fragile Peace and Certain War. We were the guys at Alligator actually were like mining through it and thought, you know, that has a ring to it. And I was like, they're right. That does. That's about what this is, because it was a record I made because at the time of playing with John's band, you know, he's an incredibly generous and kind guy, you know, and so I'd saved up enough where I could make a record, but I didn't know what I was going to do. So I was hanging out in Woodstock with our mutual friend, Cindy Castaller, and she says to me, well, in a perfect world, who would you have, you know, produce this record? And I was like, well, God, in a perfect world, I'd ask Dave Alvin. And so she called him and he said, yes. So that was the, you better get your stuff together now.
Wow.
And we had such a great time, man. I had Jimmy Dale Gilmore come and sing some with me, and I got to have my buddies come, you know, Shelley King and Marsha Ball and in my band and Red Young, and it was just a freaking hoot. And of course, Cindy Castaller and Dave Allen. So
yeah.
I think about that, I can't help but smile. That was a really joyful time.
And what a perfect question, right? I mean, just like in a perfect world, and there she is calling him up, and I
couldn't believe that she handed me the phone. I'm like, I'm gonna die.
Cindy is a very special lady, and I remember seeing you guys at Bearsville, you and Shelley and Cindy, and you ladies just rocked it. It was, you guys are obviously friends, you could just tell that, and your level of comfort on stage, and you just kicked ass, and it was so nice to see women rock and rollers up there just killing it, you know. And your first time playing the Saratoga Jazz Festival, that's coming up. Is that your first time there?
I think it might be our second.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to recall with all the pandemic times. It's like, I believe I've played there before. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I don't know if it might have been during the festival proper, but I think we've played there before.
Yeah. And you have a gig coming up this weekend. You're on the road going to Colorado, right?
Yeah, it's actually me and Shelley King in the car right now. We just pulled over in Abilene to make sure we had good reception.
Oh, that's beautiful. How far of a drive you ladies have?
Oh, we're probably just going to make it to, like the song would say, Amarillo by morning, and then take ourselves a nap and work our way up to Fort Collins.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Nice. And then, how are you getting up to Saratoga? You driving from Texas, or are you flying?
I think that one's a fly-in. It's, you know, summer tour is always hard to tell. It's like, now how are we going to get there if we're also going to be in Europe that week?
Yeah.
Riding's always fun.
Yeah, I saw that. You really have quite a tour lineup, Europe included. Saratoga is going to be great. You're on the bill with a bunch of great people that Saturday at the Jazz Festival, that's for sure.
I can't wait, man. That's part of my, that's one of the favorite things I have about getting to play festivals like that, is that you actually get to hang out and hear other bands play. It's like, oh, yay, finally.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean,
this a lot. I'm excited.
Yeah. Like Snarky Puppy is on the day with you.
Dude.
And yeah. Angelique Kidjo. Tower
that
of
is the
Power.
One I'm about to lose my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tower of Power. Like what? You know, just like. Yeah, so it's an insane lineup, and Saratoga Jazz Festival, man, that is such a great event, and I'm going to be up there, so I'm definitely going to come hunt you down, say hello, and look forward.
Yeah, we'll go see Angelique, and we'll holler like, you know, Revelstellar, what she call it, Lon Lon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like my favorite.
Yeah. She's a superstar. I saw her at the Clearwater Festival years ago, and man, she can just command an audience like nobody's business. Whew, she's a powerhouse.
She absolutely blows my mind. I can't wait to get, I can't wait to touch the hem of that garment.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, yeah, oh my gosh. And then you're playing also not far from here, around the Hudson Valley, August 31st, a little bit later this summer, at the Stamford Palace. That's Stamford, Connecticut. So it's about an hour, hour and a half from the Poughkeepsie area, which is where we're broadcasting from. And Carolyn, you're also playing up in the Catskills at the Athens, New York, on September 1st. And then you've got a gig in New York City, September 6th, at the legendary Iridium. So you definitely will be here in the Northeast a little bit. And so we look forward to catching you at one of those shows. Now, tell me about Europe. Where are you going?
Oh, on this trip, there's a bit of Italy, a bit of Spain, some Belgium. Looking like there will probably be, some stuff in the middle there. It's hard to tell all of it. A little France as well.
Uh-huh.
It's about 3 or 4 weeks, so as much as we can get in there, carrying our little guitars and whatnot on our back, we'll get as far as we can.
Absolutely. Europe is in for a bang with you ladies coming in.
It is always such a hoot to get to go there, too. It's fun.
It is. It is. And it's such a different culture and music, and they just love American musicians there.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Take it when we can. Take it when we can.
Mm-hmm.
So you're Tempting Fate. I have a couple of tracks I already played, The Fragile Piece and Certain War and Texas Girl in Her Boots. Tell me about It Takes a Lot to Laugh and It Takes a Train to Cry. Tell me about that song. It's pretty special.
Yeah, well, it's one of the first, when I was a kid, it was one of the first Dylan covers I'd learned. And I'd done it with friends over the years. I'd always like, hearing different people's takes on it. My longtime guitar player, Scott Daniels, who he just passed 10 years ago, this last couple weeks ago. And he and I used to do that when we were kids. So, yeah, I always have a spot in my heart thinking about him when I do that a bit. And it was really amazing, to be talking with Dave, thinking about, this would be a fun song. I pull it out sometimes in Mayall's band. It was just a fun song to hear him, play harmonica on. It was so fun. And he's like, Jimmy Dale used to do that in his set when he was, back when he was a kid, too. It's like, I wonder what it would be like if we both did it. So it was Dave's idea, and I was so happy that he did it. And so, yeah, Jimmy Dale came in the studio, and we got to tape it then. It's really funny because actually yesterday, Dave and Jimmy Dale were both outside of Austin recording again.
There they go.
So the magic continues.
Isn't that a beautiful thing? Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. Tell me about, every artist I've talked to during those COVID lockdown days. How was that for you? Were you creative during that time, or no? Everybody's got a different story. How were those days for you?
Well, I vacillated wildly between all those things, but trying to learn how to be grateful was I think the lesson at hand. I was most impressed by the amount of people in the Austin community in particular, because that's where I live. That's the folks I know most about, but who really stepped up and helped other people out. And I loved that. So myself and Shelley King and Marsha Ball and a bunch of our friends have this charity in Austin. It's homeaustin.org. And what we do is help supplement and provide housing for musicians 55 and older in the Austin area. So watching people in need, getting really hairy, a whole lot of people needed the help, and then seeing all these people stepping up to bat to help it out, it was amazing. So that's I think what most of my friends spent the time during the pandemic is keep yourself afloat and keep everybody around you afloat as well.
Is that organization still exist?
Oh, yeah, we're in our 10th year.
Wow. Wow.
We've got about 20 some odd full-time clients, and we do emergency grants as well. Yeah, and it's we always have these fun music fundraisers because, we're musicians. That's how we raise money.
Sure, sure, and that's how it works.
Yeah, check us out online anytime. It's easy.
And it's called
homeaustin.org.
Homeaustin.org. Wow, yeah, definitely will check that out. And your website, you're at carolynwonderland.com. You're on Facebook, Instagram, all those things. But I say the best way to get to know an artist is to go see them live. And
yes, exchange air molecules.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And boy, I mean, nothing like seeing you live. I'm telling you, I was just floored the few times that I've seen you, and I really look forward to seeing your set at Saratoga Jazz Festival, among other places in the future as well. So, Carolyn, thank you so much. Thank you for your time in the middle of your travels. Please say hello to Shelley. I'd love to have her on the show sometime as well.
Hi.
And you ladies have safe travels. I don't have to tell you to go have fun, because I think you just already know how to do that really well. So
that's what we're doing. We're pulled over right across the street from a building called Party City. I figure we're in the right place.
Oh, you can't make this stuff up. I love it. So I'm going to play probably about 3 or 4 of your tracks that you sent me. And I'm going to say thank you for your time. Safe travels out there. And I'll see you in Saratoga on the 24th.
Thank you. Much love. I look forward to it.
All right. Me too, Carolyn. Thank you so much for your time. Have a good one. Take care. Bye.
Hi. Bye.
91.3 WVKR Independent Radio, Poughkeepsie, New York. Carolyn Wonderland. You can visit her website. She's a powerhouse of a blues artist. I promise you that. Her albums are great. They really are. The latest one being called Tempting Fate. It's critically acclaimed, but there is nothing like seeing that woman live. Carolyn Wonderland will be part of the lineup for Saratoga Jazz Festival on Saturday, June 24th. I have one more pair of lawn seats to give away for that day. Again, please make sure you can go to the festival and that you're able to go. It's Saturday, June 24th, Saratoga Jazz Festival. Guess where that may be held? Saratoga. And the phone number for you to call to win a pair of lawn seats for the Saturday show at Saratoga Jazz Festival is 845-437-7178. Again, 845-437-7178. And let's take another track from Carolyn's latest Tempting Fate release. And let's take, let's listen to this. This is the one we were just talking about. It takes a lot to laugh. It takes a train to cry. By Bob Dylan as the songwriter. 91.3 WVKR.
Well, I ride on a mail train, baby. I can't buy a thrill. I've been up all night, mama, leaning on the windowsill. Well, if I die on top of the hill, and if I don't make it, you know my baby will. Don't that moon look good, Mom, shining down through the trees? And don't the brake man chasing after me.
is climbing, the windows are covered up frost.
I went to tell everybody, but Lord knows I could not get across. Warned you when your train gets lost, yes. Don't say I never warned you when your train, well, when your train gets lost.
Yeah. lost my diamond ring. I could forgive you that, darling, if that was all you had done. But when you pawned my mama's necklace, looking back, I should have cut and run. I must have been blinded by my love for you. I gave all I had to you, love. I thought that we shared a true love. Broken heart and blue.
WVKR Independent Radio, Poughkeepsie, Carolyn Wonderland's critically acclaimed album, Tempting Fate. We just heard Broken Hearted Blues. We also heard, that's a song that she co-wrote with John Mayall's bassist, Craig Razib. We also heard On My Feet Again. And we heard It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry, written by Bob Dylan. All three of those tracks were on her latest acclaimed album, Tempting Fate. CarolynWonderland.com. She'll be part of the Saratoga Jazz Festival on June 24th. Congratulations to our two ticket winners. Congratulations to Jackson and congratulations to Grant for winning the tickets for Saturday, June 24th. This event could sell out quickly. I don't know if there's a lot of tickets left. If you're interested in going, Saratoga Jazz Festival, Google it, look it up. 2 days of absolutely incredible lineup of music. Sunday will feature Bonnie Raitt, Pat Metheny, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, Hiromi, Samara Joy, Jupiter and Oakwiss, Melissa Aldana, Mark Juliana, and the Skidmore Jazz Institute faculty all-stars. That's the Sunday lineup, June 25th. Saturday, June 24th, Snarky Puppy, Angelique Kidjoe, Corey Wong, Tower of Power, Chucho Valdez Quartet, Cindy Blackman Santana Band, Kurt Rosenwinkel, Emmett Cohen Trio, Claudia Acuna, Carolyn Wonderland, Glenn David Andrews, and Neduso Macatini. What a lineup this year at Saratoga Jazz Festival. SPAC.org to get your tickets. SPAC.org. Saratoga Performing Arts Center, June 24th, June 25th. A great weekend of jazz music at the annual Fryhofer's Saratoga Jazz Festival. Thank you to my guest today, Carolyn Wonderland, for calling in. She was out on the road heading towards from Texas to Colorado and took the time to pull over and make a call and talk to us for a minute. I'm going to do musical happenings now in the hopes that you go support live music. It's summer season, lots of music happening in and around the area. I do this at the end, towards the end of every show, in the hopes that you go support live music. Let's start off in alphabetical order with the Bardavon and UPAC. Info and tickets at bardavon.org. The Bardavon Gala, June 17th with Patti LuPone. June 24th with Amy Mann. I will have tickets to that show on next Wednesday's Local Motion. July 19th, Big Thief at UPAC. July 28th, Iron and Wine. Barnstock in Woodstock, also barnstockny.com. June 3, Matt Garrity's NY Quartet. Bearsville in Theater in Woodstock, also at bearsvilletheater.com. June 4th, Rock and Roll Tour. Bethel Woods, info at bethelwoodscenter.org. Tomorrow, June 1st, actually, I think this was postponed, Hollywood Vampires. Please check the website. I think it's postponed. June 29th, James Taylor at Bethel Woods. July 1st, Robert Plant and Allison Krauss. Carrimore in Katona, also at carrimore.org. June 17th, opening night with Audra McDonald. June 18th, Hot Jazz. City Winery, Hudson Valley in Montgomery. Info at citywinery.com. July 1, Mark Broussard. July 2, Judy Collins. July 9, Damn the Torpedoes. Colony in Woodstock, New York, and colonywoodstock.com. Tonight, Gratefully Yours. Thursday, Robert Burke Warren presents a Young Showwriter Showcase. Friday, Michael Falzerano of the New Riders. Saturday, Rock Academy. Sunday, AJJ with Oceana and Gladdy. And every Monday is an open mic at Colony. Dogwood and Beacon, also dogwoodbeacon.com. Thursday, Harry Manning. Friday, The Golden Stars. Saturday, Setting Sun. At the Falcon in Marlboro and live at thefalcon.com. Tomorrow, Thursday, the Chris O'Leary Band. They're closed for a private event Friday through Sunday. Fisher Center at Bard College. Info at fishercenter.bard.edu. June 3, Hudson Valley Chamber Music Circle at Olin Hall. June 10, Isidore String Quartet. And Spiegeltent opens June 22nd with Britain and the Sting. Howland Chamber Music Circle at Howland Cultural Center in Beacon. Info and tickets at howlandmusic.org. June 4, Anthony McGill clarinet and Gloria Chen on piano. Jazz Forum in Tarrytown, also at jazzforumarts.org. This Friday and Saturday, June 2nd and 3rd, Monty Alexander. Levon Helm Studios in Woodstock and levonhelm.com. June 2nd, Helm Family Midnight Ramble. June 11th, Leo Kottke. June 16th, Spirit Family Reunion. Maverick Concert Series in Woodstock and maverickconcerts.org. This Saturday, June 3rd, Maverick Open House. June 10th, the Woodstock Book Fest Story Slam. Opus 40 in Saugerties. Tickets and info at opus40.org. June 2nd, Honky Tonk with the Ulsterados. June 3rd, Yuma Sultan's Aboriginal Music Society. Saratoga Jazz Festival, June 24 and 25, with numerous performers, including Snarky Puppy, Bonnie Raitt, Angelique Kidjoe, and more. Info at spac.org. Sugarloaf Performing Arts Center and sugarloafpacny.com. June 2nd, The Bacon Brothers. June 8th, Ricky Skaggs. The Stissing Center in Pine Plains and thestissingcenter.org. June 2nd, 12th Night Baroque Ensemble. Tarrytown Music Hall in Tarrytown and also at tarrytownmusichall.org. June 2nd, Tusk, a Fleetwood Mac tribute. June 3, stand-up legend Bobby Collins. Town Crier in Beacon and towncrier.com. Every Thursday is an open mic. Friday on the salon stage, Boomcat. Friday on the main stage, Presence, Led Zeppelin tribute. Saturday on the salon stage at Town Crier is Mark Von M. On the main stage, Joe Louis Walker. And Sunday brunch with East Coast Jazz. Last but not least, Follow the Arrow Festival, June 17 at Arrowwood Farms in Accord, New York, featuring Marco Benevento, Rubble Bucket, the Barr Brothers, Upstate, and more. Tickets and info at marcobenevento.com. We're going to play some more music of this great album of Carolyn Wonderlands, our guest today here during the 5 o'clock hour. So let me start this one off. Let's see, which one have we not do? You know, I only did half of this song, and it's a cool song, so I'm going to redo it. Let's play this one by Carolyn Wonderland, the album called Tempting Fate, Texas Girl and Her Boots, 91.3 WVKR.
sized you up, baby, and my boot fits just right. I got boots that made for marching, cause I seem to march a lot. And the boots I wear when drinking make me stand straight when I'm not. But the boots that leave me wanting more, they're my baby's boots tonight when they hit the floor. Texas girls, I swear, well, we've always got more than one pair. An occasion for every pair. Yeah, we've always got one more than one pair. I see my boots everywhere. My boots. My boots. Everywhere. My boots. I got a pair.
WVKR Independent Radio. Poughkeepsie, New York. Texas girl in her boots and the laws must change. I am going to play another track. We've got Dr. J in the house coming up, so keep it tuned right here to WVKR. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Congratulations again to our ticket winners today, Jackson and Grant. Congratulations. You're going to the Saratoga Jazz Festival. A nice pair of lawn tickets to each of you on Saturday, June 24th, with an amazing, amazing lineup. And gonna leave you out with a couple of more tracks by Carolyn Wonderland. I'll be back next week with Caleb Hammonds from the Fisher Center and Spiegeltent at Bard College. They've got so much fun and so many great events happening there this summer. So we're going to talk to Caleb. And then we also later this month have Alexander Platt on from Maverick Concerts. So lots of good stuff happening. And I also Barnstock coming on. So we'll talk about lots of great stuff coming up this summer. That's what this month of upcoming of June is all about. And I'm gonna just play another track here. And I think what I'll do is play The Laws Must Change, and I'll come back again and say goodbye. Let's take a listen to more Carolyn Wonderland here on 91.3 WVKR.
gonna take some time. Gonna take some time. Gonna take some time. Yes, gonna take some time. Gonna take some time. Gonna take some time. Gonna take. Gonna take. Gonna take. Gonna take some time. Gonna take some. Gonna take some time. Gonna take some. Some time. Some time.
The laws must change. Carolyn Wonderland, Tempting Fate. Thank you to Carolyn for being my guest today during the 4 o'clock hour. Thank you to the ticket winners. Congratulations on winning tickets to the Saratoga Jazz Festival. And that does it for me. Dr. J is taking over the airwaves here on 91.3 WVKR. I'll be back next week with Caleb from